Governor Josh Shapiro visited Citizens Bank Park today to announce road projects to ease getting in and out of Philly's sports complex. A key part of the plan is a new $15 million entrance ramp to I-76 that'll take about 2 years to build. WHYY's Mayor Rindy has details.
Shapiro fondly recalled going to see the Phillies and Sixers with his dad when he was growing up, as well as the annoyance of having to leave games early.
To know that there was going to be that moment in the ninth inning, that moment in the fourth quarter where he says, "Yeah, maybe we need to go and beat the traffic," that's kind of a bummer.
He said adding a second ramp from Broad Street to westbound I-76, along with several other improvements, will not only help fans, but also reduce congestion and enhance economic growth around Lower South Philadelphia.
It is important that we get this right. And after a whole lot of years of this not being right, now is the time to fix it, and that is exactly what we are doing.
Other parts of the plan include an additional left turn lane from Front Street onto I-95 North, which opened earlier this month. There will also be a new traffic operations center inside the stadium complex and 19 traffic signals that use artificial intelligence to better coordinate lights. For BillyPenn.com, I'm Mayor Rindy, WHYY News.
Cheltenham High School has canceled its upcoming football season after reported hazing among team members. Last year's season was also suspended after an investigation found there was a student-on-student assault in the team's locker room. The district is currently waiting for more information from Cheltenham Police and the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office regarding the investigation. Well, suddenly there are cloudy skies after initially some patchy sunshine today, but we are expecting things to clear out before the afternoon is over. Temperatures right now sitting at about 75 degrees in Center City. We expect things to clear out by about 6 or 7 this evening. Temperatures then going to be slipping into the 60s. Overnight, we're in the mid-50s.